This month, Oprah Winfrey launched the cable network OWN, or the Oprah Winfrey Network. The lineup features shows such as a behind-the-scenes look at the last season of Oprah's talk show, self-help programs, including a couple of cooking shows, and Oprah's take on reality shows like American Idol or The Apprentice. The program, Your Own Show, Oprah's Search for the Next TV Star, is about 10 hopefuls who compete to host a talk show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. But as Your Own Show host Carson Kressley tells Oprah, unlike most reality competitions, the contestants weren't out to get each other.
I don't think anyone got mean-spirited, but I do think there was a great spirit of competition.
Yes, because the whole issue behind, for me, this network is not to have mean-spirited television.
But can goodwill make good television? And how good is the programming on the Oprah Winfrey Network? Joining us from her home is New York Times chief television critic, Alessandra Stanley. Alessandra, welcome.
Thank you.
So give us your first impressions of the Oprah Winfrey Network after a week of programming.
You know, I actually would never watch it myself, probably, because I have, for entertainment's sake, I prefer more lowly shows. But it is actually pretty good. They even have something that none of the other sort of women's cable, you know, Lifetime or We or Oxygen have, which is, they can kind of do news because they have Oprah's best friend, Gail.
Gail King.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So after the Arizona shooting, she was able to do half her show about that, which is unusual. I mean, it's not a news cable station, but they are able to do live things, at least in that segment.
One of the shows that's gotten a lot of attention is, of course, Your Own Show. And one of the people who appears as a guest is Dr. Phil McGraw, the therapist whose own highly successful show was launched by his appearances on Oprah's talk show. Well, here's a clip where Dr. Phil has some advice for the contestants.
If you talk about things that matter to people who care, you are going to feel good about it at the end of the day. What they're getting ready to find out is this is not as easy as it looks.
What's your take on Your Own Show? What do you think of that program?
I kind of like it, actually. I've seen a lot of these kind of competitions that are set up sort of like The Apprentice, where two teams and then it narrows down to person against person. But the whole premise of Oprah Winfrey is self-invention. So now she's giving other people a chance to invent themselves in the same way that she came to fame and success. And, you know, she's, as predicted, she's picked, or her producers have picked contestants who are more worthy than they are glamorous.
It is a very interesting array of people. Old, young, short, tall. It's not the cast of The Apprentice.
It's not the cast of The Apprentice. And there's a very funny and charming young man who has cerebral palsy, who is one of the contestants, who seems to me to have a good shot at it. And you would never see that on a network. So that, I think, is one of the more fun shows on the OWN network.
There have been attempts to start something like this before, a cable network that appeals primarily to women. There was Oxygen back in the late 1990s, which Oprah Winfrey was involved with. But how is this different?
This is different in the sense that it is learning the lessons of Oxygen, which when it began sort of became quickly a great joke because it was supposed to be a high-minded alternative to Lifetime, which was then and now very popular. And Oxygen was appealing to sort of upper-middle-class ladies who want to take yoga and eat the right foods and that kind of thing. And, of course, those are the very women who don't watch cable television. So it kind of sank, really, on the weight of its own expectations and now still exists, but now it's a completely cheesy network that their only big show is Bad Girls Club, which might as well be on the Hefner channel. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, but it sounds bad.
It's bad. It's on constantly, and it's the exact opposite of what the network had intended to do. I think the Oprah network is, there's nothing on it that you haven't seen on another cable network. It's just been Oprah-fied so that it's slightly classy and, as she says, mindful.
But let's go back to the first question I posed. Does being mindful make good television?
Well, it won't necessarily get you great ratings, but there will be an audience for a cooking show that's pleasant, you know, or the show that amused me the most was this one about, they don't call them hoarders, they're called clutterers. You know, Hoarders is this horrifying cable show about people who are like the Collier brothers. And it's all about, it's a horror story. You're supposed to be scared as you watch, whereas this is supposed to actually be helpful.
It's a show called Enough Already with Peter Walsh. And the people on the show have some serious issues with clutter, but they're not called hoarders in the spirit of being nice and not mean. And Peter Walsh describes himself as part contractor, part therapist, as you can hear in this episode.
Alex seems to hold on to things because they're associated with some memory that she cherishes. This is what I call memory clutter.
I can tell you right now, you are going to have to let go of close to 60% of the things that are in this room.
Do you think people want to watch something that has absolutely no conflict or calling people out and taking them down and getting to the heart of the matter?
You're not going to get millions of people, but you will get a respectable couple hundred thousand. I mean, don't forget, we live in a world where people watched Cheese Mold. Remember that show in England that was I guess it started as an internet sensation, but people would just tune in to watch a piece of cheddar mold. It took a year. They're not going to have the million viewers that showed up the first week, but they could get half of that. They had 400,000 at the end of the last week.
And that's enough to make a financially successful network?
It can be, depending on how advertisers feel about it, but I think there's the extra advantage of it being the branded Oprah network. It'll keep a certain number of viewers and a certain number of advertisers just because it is Oprah. And it is pretty good. I mean, I think the quality of the shows is excellent. You don't have catfights and you don't have Real Housewives. You actually have Real Housewives.
Well, Real Housewives talking about some pretty intimate things on one of the shows I want to bring up. It's called In the Bedroom with Dr. Laura Berman. And as the title indicates, it deals with relationship issues. Dr. Berman is a sex and relationship expert. Let's listen to a bit of an episode where she takes a couple on a field trip.
Becky and Steve are struggling with control issues in and out of the bedroom. So I've set up a challenge to change the balance of power. Steve needs to choose a dress for Becky to wear out on their date tonight, and she's not allowed to give him any clues.
That is a tame clip from what I saw of this program, where they mostly talked about the wife self-stimulating over a laundry basket.
It was sort of more you wanted to know and less than you wanted to see. You know, it's one of these somewhere in between. But, you know, again, it's all supposed to be helpful and educational.
What's some of the programming we can look forward to? I understand Sarah Ferguson is going to be doing a reality-type show.
Well, this is where you see the Oprah being a little too Oprah. Most cable networks, they take ordinary people and make them famous. Oprah wants to take people who are already famous and let them pretend that they're ordinary. So you have the Duchess of York talking about her efforts to find herself and spiritual growth as if this is somehow going to be the same experience as the average viewer. It's going to be interesting to watch at least a couple of episodes, but it sort of stretches credulity to think of her as an ordinary person.
And she also gives the Duchess of York and others on these types of shows really a free rein to tell their stories in the way they want to.
Well, that to me is the most tedious thing on the network. Simon Cowell gets an hour to talk about himself without interruption. Diane Sawyer, Jay-Z. I mean, these are people who are interesting, have led interesting lives, but they would be more interesting if they weren't solely in charge of writing the biography, if you know what I mean.
Do you think that OWN has staying power?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if Oxygen could survive, you'd think that OWN could too. I think it will be around.
We've been talking about the new Oprah Winfrey Network with Alessandra Stanley, chief television critic for the New York Times. Alessandra, thank you.
Thank you.